Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Guess what? You live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the lion among lions in the lion's den. It's my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life, difficult situations, and celebrates our accomplishments through interviews on relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcending godly wisdom, advocacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the weary and victorious in life through our Lord Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do right now, go ahead and get your roar for your victory. Roar for your power. Roar for your energy. Roar for your prosperity. That means your money, your blessing. Roar out. Roll over and take it. That's it. All right, I feel you now. I'm feeling it. Them lines are going great. All right. Hey, we excited tonight. We got a show for you. Listen. Have you ever met someone who was calm, cool, chill, and collected? And then out of seemingly nowhere, bam! I didn't mean to scare you. You felt the power and the energy of that personality. Well, my friend, that energy didn't come from nowhere. That quiet confidence, it was always there, waiting for God to reveal the opportunity for their star to blaze. See, those who doubt you and underestimate you, they never see you coming. And that's the case for my special guest here today. But before I bring him out, I got to tell you, I got my big boy, my big brother. He's back in the house, Mr. CEO. This man looks like he's grinding because he's been grinding. We missed his brother last week. Let me tell you a little bit about him. You probably know about Hard, but my co-host is a community leader, a businessman who is one of a kind when it comes to cultivating talent and helping people to advance to the next level. He encourages them to help find and develop a relationship with God and a pathway to reach their goals. His tenure in the Tampa Bay community includes working with Tampa General Hospital, Metropolitan Ministries, and several network marketing companies, and so many more businesses to come. You can see him lining up. He has worked to improve the lives of others as well as his own through multiple business ventures that support team building, professional development, and community involvement. Through these companies, he has impacted the lives of so many individuals, including mine, and he plans to continue doing so. The founder and CEO of Reeves Moving and Hauling and PTR and Corporate LLC, Styling and Profiling at Ric Flair Trip. He's my six-figure big brother lion, Mr. CEO Philip T. Reed.
If you could smell. Hey. Good evening, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. Good to be back in the lion's den. Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Yeah.
All right.
My brother.
All right.
Excited.
All right.
Now. I'm about to do it to you. You ready?
Come on.
He's a native of Macon, Georgia, and a graduate of Southwest High School. He's a proud father and grandfather. He don't look like no grandfather, but anyway, with strong guidance from his family, which helped him to be confident in himself. He always believed he could do anything he set his mind to. He began singing and performing early in his school years and has always been a gifted entertainer. He's a natural businessman, but his passion is for acting on the stage and the big screen. He's been acting and acting for several years and has worked with some major names in the movie industry. Now, don't make his name drop now. Come on here. I can do it. But over the years, he has used his life experiences and talents to create a pathway of success for himself on the screen, the stage, and in his life. He has an extensive resume, which includes Scary Movie 5, Startup, Pride of Deception, Sputnik, The Strain of Strife, and TV shows. He's been on Fatal Attraction. He and Mary Jane. Oh, my goodness. He was with Mary Jane. Man, whatever. Come on. The haves and the haves not. Stage plays include Deception 2. He is currently working on some exciting things on the horizon. I'm telling you, this brother's bad. And listen, you gotta do it.
Bring him out, bring him out. Bring him out, bring him out. Bring him out, bring him out. Bring him out, bring him out.
I can hear this man. You're incomparable, incredible, Mr. Arthur Moore. Man, we're glad to have you here tonight.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, man. Appreciate that. That was a nice intro, man. Nice intro.
Brother, that's all you, man. That's all you. Listen, brother, we're excited.
I appreciate it, man.
We're going to jump right into it, man. You know, me and Art, we went to school together. We grew up together, you know, in high school and everything. We should be in this little group together, whatever. But we ain't going to go down that road right now, you know. Hey, we want to talk about you. Man, what has made you the man that you are today?
Oh, man, just family, man. My mom, man, you know, growing up here in Macon, Georgia, man, and just being, you know, my mom keeping us grounded. You know, back in the days, you know how we used to do back in the days. You know, we them 70 babies, so you know, it's totally different how it is now. You know, you can get a woman from the lady next door. You know, so just people around you, man, just keep you grounded, man, and it makes you that person that you aspire to be. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's right, man. I remember my neighbor whooped me, man. You try that today. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But he liked that. I like that. Big brother, ain't you a 70s baby?
I appreciate it, but almost. But 65-ish.
Okay, you missed it by a few years, anyway. Hey, A-Mac. I like that, A-Mac. Also, they call him. His friends call him Wendell, but you know, hey, Matt. Hey, man, what are you most passionate about in life?
Family, man.
Yeah.
That was inspired me to do what I do is the family. You know, you always want to, when you listen to successful people, the first thing they talk about is their family. They want to leave a legacy for their kids and their kids' kids. So, you know, family is everything. You know, you want to leave that legacy. I want my grandkids and their kids to put a picture on me on a wall and they know who that man was, you know.
Oh, man, that's
like you're looking back in the family photo and, you know, how you look back in the family photo and you're like, well, who is this? You know, when you're growing, you know, you've never seen that person before. So, you know, I want to make a legacy for my family. Not for me, but just for my family. You know what I'm saying? So. That inspires me to do what I do.
Man, that's some real grown man stuff right there. When you drop the F word on us, that family word and that word legacy. You know, because me too, man. I want my grandkids. I ain't got none yet, but I want my grandkids to know who I am and the great great grands. Big brother, speak on legacy for me.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. He covered pretty much of it, and I appreciate him for it. But legacy is what it is. The Bible says that a good man, not even a great man, not an excellent man, not an awesome man, but a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
Yeah.
So for him to understand that concept and the way he broke it down, it's nothing to be said, but that has to be more preached, for a better term of word. That word, that has to be brought back out. As we said back in the day, we said it takes a village to raise one. So yeah, Mrs. Jones will bop me upside my head. And then go home and tell my mom. My mom gonna bop me upside my head. Ain't gonna go and tell her on Miss Jones. You try to hope Miss Jones don't tell. Come on here. But definitely, that's what that's the block we from. You know, so definitely legacy is so powerful. It's biblical, and I appreciate my brother. He's right on it.
Can I get a amen?
Arthur, when you view yourself in your self-portrait, what do you see and does it line up with the you that you project and desire others to see you?
Yeah, I see a man that cares about that. You know, I'm gonna say this all, you know, with every question probably, but that loves his family. You know, and you know, that's what is gonna. That's what I see, a man that my kids and my grandkids, they know that daddy loves them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had custody of my kids, so it was more. I went out there when I was my early, you know, late 20s, and I'm, you know, got custody of my kids. I'm on food stamps like the everybody else. You know, the young girls.
Yeah.
You know, so people looking at it like, you know, think I got all my stuff together. But hey, at the time, you know, I'm sitting there doing what, you know, what I had to do as a man to make sure my kids ate, you know. So basically that's why when I look at myself, I want to know when I leave here that I did a good job, you know, for them. So
yeah.
Basically that's, yeah.
That was good, man. But you know, we see a superstar. I ain't, you know, come on now. Come on, talk to us. We see a superstar. Shining bright. We're going to say it for you. When we see this brother, we see the superstar. He gave us the right answer. That's the, you know, the modest side of him.
Yeah.
But we see a superstar in the making, rising to the top. You know, y'all better recognize. Back then, you ain't warning. You ain't hot, anyway.
Well, you know, back in the days, like you said, when early years, we was, you know, me and my brothers and Chris, we was doing our thing. We, you know, a little R&B group, and we had several
Daybreak.
Influences. You know,
Daybreak.
Yeah, Daybreak.
It's called Daybreak, right?
So, yeah, Daybreak. Then we went to, you know, Chris left the group, and me and my brothers and Carlos did something. We, you know, and it was More to Expect in 2X, and we did a whole lot of stuff, man, around Macon in Atlanta. That really opened our eyes up to the whole entertainment business, and we learned a lot. You know, we took a whole lot of stuff that for the business type, you know, because the kids now, they just want to rap, they want to do this, but no one is looking at the business. And one thing about the business, one thing about the business, what you got to learn, you got to look like a superstar. And see, these kids, they don't know how to look like a superstar. That's the first thing they taught us. In developing an artist, you have to look, when you walk in a room, you have to look like you're somebody. You don't look like the next person. You know what I mean? So once the kids learn that, man, because anybody can rap, anybody can sing. If you look at all these shows, the first thing they say, I mean, I watched The Four, and everything Puffy always talking about, do we look like a star though? You can sing, but you don't look like that star. I want a star. So once you learn how to do that, you can do anything. I can just have on a t-shirt and a tank top, and I'm still looking like that star.
That star quality, that shine is still there.
Exactly.
Brother, you talking about Big Brother? He talking about that Hitsville, that Motown artist development type stuff.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up your group back in the day, because I saw some pictures. I saw the Hammer Pants and the Temptations look. You know, y'all were, I said, okay, y'all had some flair for the epic going on.
That was Daybreak, man. We was doing that. That little yellow suit with the Hammer Pants.
Yeah, that little yellow.
Yeah, man. We thought we was doing it back then, man. We used to get all our little clothes made and stuff. So yeah, we used to get our stuff made and stuff, man. And whatever we seen. You remember the video? The Any Heartbreak video, because you know them was our boys, New Edition. So
yeah,
it was the Any Heartbreak video back in the days, and I think they had on all black, and they had the Hammer Pants on. So we were like, hey man, we got to get that made. So we got it made.
Correct.
We got it in a yellow color. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
brother, well, that's what's up. Hey y'all. Yeah. Hey, we got to go to a break. We here with this man, this powerful man, Mr. Arthur Moore. Of course, I got my big brother on Shotgun again. We talking about the calm before the storm. Hey, y'all, hold on. We'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
A lion leads. It's about having the courage to stand and fight for your life. Having the strength to go bravely in your own direction, even if others walk away. You tread your own path. Only you know what's best for you. Only you know what path to take. Only you know your courage, your strength, your heart. Everyone has the heart of the lion inside of them. Let it out. Let it scream out of you. Like the lion, unleash the beast in you.
All right, we are back. Hey, tune in from Lion City, Apostle John L. Solomon, and we are back with our We Inspired Network Radio. I'm partnering with a good team of people at We Inspired that want us to just win. Just win, baby, win. I want to thank you for tuning in. You're the reason why we're here. And listen, while you're listening, you can get my new book, The Eagle Who Thought He Was a Chicken, on Amazon.com. Listen, we're having a good time tonight. We're in Lion's Den with actor, extraordinaire, entertainer, Mr. Arthur Moore. Brother, we're glad to have you here tonight.
Hey, yo.
And of course, you know, we got my big brother. We got my big brother on shotgun back in the house.
Click, 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 clack.
Yes, sir. Art, man, we're glad to have you here, man. We thank you for the nuggets you're dropping. That family thing, man, it's big. Hey, I want to know, what does success mean to you? And are you there yet? Is it a place for you, an ideal, a concept, a goal? And, you know, what does success mean?
Success is, I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. Now, when you see me on that big screen and I got that lean role, that's successful to me. You
know, all right, bro.
So, yeah. So, yeah, you know, right. All the TV screen or whatever screen it is, I want to be that lean man. So, that's what success means for me once I'm out there and of course, my acting. When I'm doing what I love and I can be on that big screen because the money is not what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it because I love doing what I do. Because all those shows that, you know, that you drop, you know, I didn't get paid, but, you know, a little nothing. But it was just, it's the experience and it's the networking. When you're in any kind of business or you're trying to do anything, it's the networking part of it that makes it more, that makes it exciting because you get to meet people. And the people that you meet, you know that, hey, I'm moving. So,
right.
That's what it means to me.
That's good. I like what you said about leading man. I want to be a leading man. I'm going to be a leading man, you know. I keep telling my wife I'm going to do a role with Taraji, but she be tripping, man. I hope she ain't listening.
Well, I know, man.
Listening. You know, she be tripping. I be like, look, when, you know, she may hug me a little bit, and then they going to say cut, and then that's when, you know, my body double will come in and take off the clothes and stuff, you know.
That's funny, man, because when I was on set with on Mary Jane, man, I'm just standing back and
Gabrielle, she was looking, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, she can't be looking at me. You know what I'm saying? She's not looking at me. So I look, I turn my head away. She looked, and I look back. She's still looking. So I turn my head. I'm like, is she really looking at me? You know what I'm saying? She was texting, so I'm thinking she's texting Dwayne Wade, right? So she looks up. You know how you look over your phone and look up and see if somebody see you looking? So she look over her phone like, okay, you looking at me, I'm looking at you. And then I said, no, she's not looking at me. So I turned again, and then when I turned back around, she was like, yes, I'm looking at you. I mean, she actually said it, said, yes, I'm looking at you. She's like, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. I was like, oh, my God, she is so gorgeous, man.
Man, come on, man.
Oh man, that was crazy, man. That was one of my
highlights right there, right?
Yeah, but she was looking. That's it. That's the way Taraji gonna be with me. She's gonna be looking at me. I'm gonna be like, no, Taraji, I'm married. Look away. Just here for the check. You know, I gotta go home. I gotta take the check
right,
home.
Right.
Brother. That's what's up, man. Right. That's what's up, brother. Good. We can staple that one. Hey, Art, what's your philosophy for living life, man?
Oh man, like I say, man, it's gonna always come back to family, man. Mm-hmm. My thing is, if I taught my son everything I know, because I grew up, my dad was in and out. You know, we have me and my dad's a okay relationship now because I'm grown and I understand some of the things, I think some guys do that, they understand a little bit more if their dad wasn't in their life at certain times in their life that they needed them. But my thing is I want to be there for my sons, man, and make sure they understand what it is and how to be a man. I don't want them to figure it out because, hey, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm still trying to figure it out now, how to be a man. So, so it's the philosophy is just, teaching my sons how to be that man and how to be, all of us ain't good. I mean, all of us ain't no great. None of us ain't no great men, but we can be a good man. All of us have our flaws. We have our ups and downs. We're going to have, we have our demons. Everybody have their demons, whether it's females, alcohol, or drugs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That don't mean that brother ain't doing what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is just, the philosophy is just make sure my sons know how to be a man and how to control, themselves and conduct themselves as a man.
That's right, man. Big brother, speak on that philosophy for living life, man.
Well, you know me, give them nothing. No, no. but take from them everything. No, but as you grow and develop, and as my brother hit it so on the head, we're always developing as men. Now, society tells us a man is this, and people tell us a man is that. But as we grow and develop, like you said, leaving that legacy for the next generation, our sons, helping them through the pitfalls. If I can give you 20 years of my life and get you over the 20-year hump of what it is to be a man, a consistent man, being stable, being responsible. That's what a man is, taking on the responsibilities given to me by God and those around me, and take them on. No excuses. No, why I can't get it done. Get it done. At the end of the day, you can lay your head down with confidence knowing today's responsibility I handled. And that's all we're required to do. Stay in your lane. Don't give them a reason.
Exactly.
Come on here. We in those days where I'm not going to give you a reason. Now, you do what you do. You abuse your authority, you abuse your authority, but I'm not going to give you a reason. So like you said, at the end of the day, and that helps with build the legacy. Like at the end of the day, that guy, he was okay. And that's all you need. He was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I called, he answered. He was okay. His kids wasn't drama. His grandkids wasn't granimals, We let the legacy, and you're doing it by example. So I so appreciate you, my brother, because you're doing it by example. And that's what we're supposed to do. Be the example that we want to see in this world.
That's it. All right.
No, I appreciate
it,
man.
That's up.
Well,
that's up,
man.
What, y'all asked me? Y'all asked me what was my philosophy?
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolate.
And that's why we didn't ask you.
That's why we didn't ask you. That's
why I got left off the card.
Okay, I love you. Right.
Hey, Hey, when did you or how did you arrive at, you know, living your dream, you know, doing this, what you do? You know, and why didn't you just settle, man? You know, you ain't making Georgia. You could have just went and worked out a little something here and there. What sparked in you, man?
Well, you know, like we said earlier, you know, me and my brothers and my cousin, we song, and that's what our thing, you know, we was singing back then. And we ran into a lot of people and met a lot of people, and I'm like, man, this is what I want to do. But after,
yeah.
you know, once you get older, you know, once we started having kids, we got a little older, so that dream kind of like died down. But my mom and family used to always say, yo, you know, you like your model, you can model, you can do this, and you can, you know, and I was like, okay, I really didn't want to model, and I'm like, I think I can do the acting thing. So one day I was reminded, I'm got my kids, I'm raising my kids, so I had to put a back burner. And see, my kids are grown now, so that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm really out there right now, because I put them first, and then I started pushing myself. Because I'm, you know, when I had kids, they was like, man, you're too young to have kids, and you're gonna wish you didn't. When you, it's like a, that's like a hit or miss kind of thing. It's like, okay, you have kids when you're young, and you got your whole life to live for. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
the flip side of that is, you're still young when your kids are grown. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like met that in. So I'm not old. I'm not too old not to pursue my dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So once my kids got out the house and they doing their own thing, I was like, you know, I was working at a car lot in Atlanta, and this guy, he was on that worked with me. I was watching TV, and he was. I'm watching the game, and I seen him in the background on the game. He had a nice little shot, you know. He's sitting there talking to Brandy on the game. I'm like, that dude worked with me. So I'm like, hey, let me go. When the next day I came, I said, man, I seen you on TV. How do you get to, you know, do that? He was like, okay, well, he told me how to do it, and I got me some background. I started looking into it, got me a background role. That's where the Scary Movie 5 came in.
Okay.
Got a nice little background role in Scary Movie 5. If you look at Scary Movie 5, go to the end. I mean, you go all the way to the end of the movie. Hey, I'm right there. I'm in there. I got a good little scene in that. I'm my very first shot. Matter of fact, we was in something like the auditorium, right? We had, it was a dance scene. It was like a ballet dance scene. And I was sitting way at the top, and this lady, the director or whatever they call them, she came all she ran all the way up to the top. Out of all these people, she ran all the way to the top, right? And she just singled me out, said, "You, I need you in the front row." I was like, "For real?" So she put me right down the front row, man. And it's just like right then I was like, "Oh, this is it. I gotta do this."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know, man, that's what inspired me to continue to do the acting thing, man. It's like acting is like entertainment is like what I want to do. So the acting part came in, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to acting class. I'm put my whole heart into this. Everything I got into this. So and I've just been blessed to get some little roles, man, that really put me out on the screen where people notice when they watch the TV that I know him. He went to school with me, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I'm blessed with that, man. So, yeah, man, that's what it is.
Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. Yeah. Hey, listen, we have a good time.
Man.
We're in the den right now. We with my brother, my friend, Mr. Arthur Moore, the actor extraordinaire. Of course, I got my big brother, Mr. CEO, back at Shotgun on the side. We'll go to a commercial break. We'll be right back straight from the Lion's Den. Talking to you about the calm before the storm. Y'all hold on. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Aspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Aspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Aspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
and we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. Tonight, I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
All right, okay, we got Martin Luther King dropping balls on us. Listen, you back inside from the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions. And tonight in the studio, we got Mr. Arthur Howard. Man, this guy's tremendous. He done gave us some good stuff tonight. Arthur Moore. Man, I'm so excited. I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name. Listen, Arthur Moore, remember that name. Brother, we're so glad to have you here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I appreciate y'all, brother.
That's right. Hey, man, and we got my brother, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, Shotgun, doing his thing.
Yes, sir. Holla, holla.
Listen, brother, we want to keep this thing moving. I'm just, I'm excited, man. You don't share so many good things with us. Hey, I just want to go back to your acting, man. What does that do for you? How does it fulfill you as a person?
Oh, man, it makes you... When you're acting and you some of these roles that I have been acting in, and you can actually do something that you wouldn't do if it was you for real, you know what I mean? So the character that they put me in, or you know, you can move, you can do whatever you want to do, you can go out the box with them. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that in real life. I can kind of like do what I want to do with that character because it's legal. You know what I'm saying? If I'm playing a which I have played on one. I'm playing that we're getting ready for now. It's called The Crew. I'm playing this gold digging boyfriend. So you know, it gives you kind of like, you know, how I can, you know, I don't see, you know some females, or you don't see movies. So I can right now I can do it from a male's perspective. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't working. I can take your money. You know, this is my money. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, right.
It's you know what I'm saying? So it gives you it puts a lot more in there, because actually you think about, I think about what I would do, because you know I'm paying bills at my house, so I'm like, okay, how would I react to this? You know, if I can sit back and just take, you know, just let her pay all the bills. So that's where it all comes out, and it's fun, man. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
That's a range. Well, you played a policeman too, didn't you?
Yeah. I played a policeman. What was that? If loving you is wrong. I arrest Brad. I think that was season. I don't even know what season that was. Two seasons ago. Please. And that role came about. It was crazy too. They was like, "Hey, we need somebody to play this role, and can you do it?" I'm like, "Yeah." So if you notice, I had a couple, you know, and hey, they took me in the back. I'm like, "Hey, we need you to cut your beard." I had to cut my beard right then. So you know, and so it's just, if they would ask me to cut my hair, all my hair off, I would have did. You know, it's just stuff like that, man. That you have to do when you know what I mean. If you want to make it into this business, because you know. they actually do some crazy stuff. So you know, mm-hmm. if you got to be ready. You got to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. I got you, brother. Hey, how have your spiritual values helped you, man? Because we know you're a spiritual brother. How have those come into play for you? Your faith, your prayer life, all that, man.
Oh man, that's the main thing, man. Because without you, all of us, you know, that believe in God or your higher being, you know, nothing is not possible without whoever you believe in, you know. And I believe in God, mm-hmm. so in Jesus Christ,
that's it.
That, you know, without Him, you know, I get up every day. You know, before my feet hit the floor, mm-hmm. I'm saying, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day, and I'm hoping you show me something different today that you didn't show me yesterday. I'm looking for something different every day, because I don't feel like if you roll out of bed, man, and you don't do nothing different with your life, if you're doing the same old, what's the purpose? It's got to be a purpose. You know, that you're getting, I mean, if it's just one thing that you do different, and you make an impact in someone's life or your life in that day, you know what I'm saying? So my spiritual beliefs in God, man, it goes a long way from my childhood, you know, being dragged. I mean, because all of us were dragged in church when we was little. We didn't want to go to church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But as you grow up, you respect that, and you you know why you was dragged to church those days. You know, all them days you want to stay up to 1 o'clock in the morning and on Saturdays, and your mom like, no, you gotta go to bed or you gotta go to church. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
So you know, but you appreciate that stuff now, man. And
That's good.
It's a lot of stuff. That's you good. Know, when you grow up, man, you don't understand. So yeah.
That's it, big brother. Speak on those spiritual values.
You know, learning as we get older, your foundation, everything has to have a foundation. And you know, I like to say principles over personality. You know, when things get haywire and things get crazy, we're stabilizing a principle instead of getting caught up in emotion, instead of getting caught up in the personality. Give me a principle that I can cling and hold on to that's solid. You know, when things get hazy and foggy, you know, I rely on the principles, which is the word of God, to say, hey, give. It's better to give and receive. So when you're down, you're low, hey, let me just give. You know what I mean? Made me feel better.
Right.
You give grace, give mercy. When you want to give love, when you're lacking something, give it. That's a solid principle. That's a solid foundation. John, you did the Book of Solomon. You know what I mean? Some solid principles that come out of that. Come on here. You know, when you don't know what to do, hey, say that sweet line you know what I mean? Change the atmosphere. Come on here.
Right.
You know, you feel me? So, and like you said, in acting, you got to become somebody else. That takes creativity. That takes the ability to think outside the box. You know, I got to cut my beard. I love my beard, but let me cut my beard. So he's willing. You got to be willing to adjust and adapt. You know, the Marines adapt and overcome. As long as you know you're going to overcome in the end, it's easy to adapt any situation, knowing at the end, I'm going to overcome, period, end of story. So the foundation, you know, the principles is what I try to hold and cling on to, and everything else goes crazy. And it does go crazy.
Right.
Just maintaining your sense of God, your sense of self, and that manhood that kicks in. You got to do something. Yeah. When you was talking about family and you know, doing what you had to do for your people, it really resonated with me. As a man, sometimes you can't say, I don't know what to do. No, you got to do something.
Right.
We appreciate that. Arthur, how do you keep going, man? What do your energy come from, man, that drive?
Oh, just want to be great, man. I mean, you have to be whatever greatness is to you, you know, and whatever greatness is to me. So just want to be great, man, you know, and not for the praise of just for Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I want to be great. I'm one of my toughest critics. You know, we in rehearsal, they like, yo, that was good. Like, no, man, I didn't really like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back at home rehearsing and doing my thing, trying to make me better, a better actor, a better person. So just wanting to be great. And I think everybody that wants something in life, man, you can't be mediocre. You know what I'm saying? You got to strive to be great at whatever it is. If your mechanic be the best, be a great mechanic. If you shine shoes, be the great shoe shiner. Be the best shoe shiner there is out there. So you know you gotta strive to be great, man. And that's my thing. I wanna be great at whatever I do. And right now it's this acting thing. So hey.
Man, that's good. What are you most proud of, man, in your life? What gives you a sense of joy, a sense of blessings? What are you most proud of?
What I'm accomplishing now, man, is, you know, as far as if we're talking about acting, it's the, you know, just going out there getting it. And it's like, I'm not tired. You know, when you're doing something and you love it, it's like,
yeah,
you don't get tired of doing it. So it's like, I'm not tired of doing it. So it's like, I'm surprising myself. Like, bro, you still doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not giving up. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't. And I don't even think about that. So I think that's a big accomplishment for me, is knowing that I'm still going. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying, and I'm not trying to settle. You see what I'm saying? So I think that's like the biggest accomplishment. That, hey, I'm striving. You keep going. You keep pushing. No matter what nobody say, you know. And I ask people, I say, hey, man, how am I doing? You know, be honest with me. How, you know, the fatal attraction thing. How, you know, was it cool? Was it good? You know, did I do right? You know, not my first time on film. You know, they'd be like, yeah, you did okay. But I caught, as I look at it now, I see a whole lot of stuff that I did wrong. So, you know, because I'm a little seasoned now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it like, oh, I wish I could do that over. But, you know,
brother,
that's just
on.
Like
come
anytime. I mean, that's like anything, man. You look at that first Do the Right Thing, man. You looking at Spike Lee. Like, at first, we thought that movie was hot. But then now you're looking at it like, man, that movie, man, he could have did better with that movie. You know what I'm saying? So he feel the same. I know he feel the same way. So, you know, that's just your first, when you're doing your first thing, you always want to go back and do it. But, sometimes that's your best work, though.
Well, you know what, man? You said something very, very powerful. You said, be honest with me, man. And I like how you said that. You know, that's why I appreciate my big brother having somebody that can be honest with you. A lot of people don't want people around them to be honest with them. Listen, when we come back, we got to go to this last break before we end our segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some honesty. Get to some truth, you know, of the matter. We've been spending truth the whole show. We really going to get down. You know, anyway, y'all hold on. We're going to get to the dirty when we come. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Still from the Lion's Den, your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions. Straight from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life, difficult situations, and celebrates our accomplishments through interviews on relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den's key purpose is to bring you strength. We're powered by We Inspire Radio. Win Radio. Strength from the Lion's Den. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
What's the difference between a gazelle and what's the difference between a lion? What's the difference? I know that they're wired different, but what's the difference? And what I discovered is that the gazelle is running from something. I asked myself the question about the lion, and I said the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat. Every single day, the lion is running to eat. You've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you?
All right. Listen, we're back. You tuned in to Miami. We're powered by We Inspire Network Radio. Shout out to COO BJ Lord Bell and CEO BJ Lord Bell and COO Annie Bell. Just celebrate her birthday. Happy birthday, them Leos. Anyway, listen, tonight.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we know you got one coming up, don't you? August the 15th, right?
14th. Yeah, that's Leo's in the house.
Come on now. Listen, tonight we're talking about the calm before the storm, brother. Don't let that calmness fool you. He's a quiet storm, brother.
This has got my
big brother, Mr. CEO, Philip Reed. We've had a time tonight, man. You should have some good stuff with us. And but I before we went to the break, I like what you said about, you know, honesty and having some honest people around you, because some, you know, to tell you the truth, because sometimes people don't want the truth. And I try to get people to tell me the truth. I ask them questions and they won't answer.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
got it in. We got it
in. That's one of our favorites around here. What's one of the obstacles that challenged you the most? So one of the obstacles you've had to overcome, you know, in challenging you and being, like you said, your greatness, your best you. What have you faced that really challenged you that you had to overcome, man, and be who you are?
No, I still face that now. It's fear, man. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, all of us fear that, you know, the fear mm-hmm. of not knowing or what not, you know what I'm saying? Even when mm-hmm. I still get nervous and get a little scared mm-hmm. when we rehearsing and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's the fear that wow. I think that's going to always be something that all of us, I mean, I hear Beyonce and even when Michael Jackson was living, I mean, they still mm-hmm. was a little nervous or scared when they going, you know, before they hit the stage. So mm-hmm. I think it's the fear, man. And that's in fear of not doing what I'm, think I'm capable of doing, you know, I might get up there and mess up, or fear of messing up, or, you know, not just doing my best. So I think it's the fear.
Well, brother, yeah. I tell you, you're doing a great job, man. I've looked over your resume, saw some of your snippets, man. You're doing tremendous, and people love you, man. They yeah. and they celebrate you all across the city. We're looking for you to go national, yeah. man. What's your thoughts on your national appeal? You ready for that type of spotlight, man? Yeah. You know, some people can't handle it, but how do you feel about being under that spotlight?
I'm ready for it, man. I really think I can handle that because you know, like I said, we started young in this business, and people, mm-hmm. everyone that we was around kind of grounded us, you know, from back then. So I'm gonna always be here and make it, man. I mean, you know, hear me. You know, if when I make it to that point, I'm not gonna say, "Hey, I'm from Atlanta." No, I got my start in Atlanta. Yeah, but right. I'm from Macon. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Macon, right. Georgia. Yeah. I still live there. You know, and yeah. I want to. My goal is to hopefully not just bring. I don't want to be the only one from Macon, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the only one having a spotlight. Hey, man, but yeah, you know, it's other people out there, it's some talent in Macon, man. It's some, okay. I mean, it's actually some talented people in Macon that, you know, rappers, singers, and actors mm-hmm. and actresses. So, you know, and writers and directors as well. Still, it's some filmmakers mm-hmm. in Macon. Man, doing this, man, I have ran across so many people that mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm the only one doing this in Macon, man. It's a lot of people that's mm-hmm. acting and trying to do filmmakers
Stephen Little,
that brother's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we had him on the show, man.
Mhm. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. That brother is awesome, man. His writing, the material, you know, if he continue to do what he's doing, man, he's gonna be the next Tyler Perry, man. I'm telling you. This dude, he writes some hell of a plays, man. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got Stephen Little. You got Troy Bland. That Troy Bland, hey, man, that joker there too, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know Troy. Troy does a whole lot of stuff in Macon. He the one that actually put me in position to do a lot of stuff. Troy is a very – I mean, if you know any actors, and you know Troy Bland is like one of the biggest actors here in Macon.
Okay.
He the one that told me about Fatal Attraction. He was like, man, you need to try. So the day I sent my pictures, the same day he told me, gave me the you know, the information, and I sent them my photo and my bio, whatever. The lady called me back, said, "You already you booked. We want you." And I'm like, I mean, it was he gave me that information within an hour. I was booked on the show. So it was like, hey, man, I appreciate Troy, man. Troy is anything I want, I need to know about this acting thing, man. He always there for me, man. And He's one of the ones that make it, man. Troy and my boy, I was gonna say Stephen Little. I can't think of his name right now, but Troy, he's one of the best ones right now. And, you know, you have some good writers out here. Lanita King, she's a hell of a writer, play writer. So we have a play coming up on September 15th. I'm playing Lanita's boyfriend, the gold digger boyfriend. It's called The Crew, September the 15th. Y'all come out at the Douglas Theater. Early bird tickets are $10. So until the August the 1st, August 1st. $10 to August 1st. So,
I do a little writing. I got to play. You know, I do a little writing. I got to play. Maybe we can get your lead. You know, listen, come on, make it. It's called Can Anything Good Come Out the Hood? You know, it's still in production. It's still in the making, but I'm going to need some. My big brother, you're going to be in it. And, you know, my wife going to be in it. You know, and cool, I'm going to get a few stars. You know, Taraji going to be in it. You know, I'm going to get her.
She can't wait.
You know, I'm gonna do that thing. Listen, man, we're so glad to have you here tonight, man. You've truly been a blessing. We thank God for you and all that you've done, and living your dream, man, and being victorious and keeping your family where it is. And we just believe in you for you much success, man, as you keep grinding. But you know, as we go on, there's some people that are listening tonight. The board is lit up, man. We thank you for coming in and bringing the people with you that love you and support you. It's something when people support you. But we have some listeners all across the globe, man. We international, thank God for it. We pray that the Lions Den continue to do well. But we got some people who are hurting. You know, we laugh, we joke, we have a good time, we interview, we talk about things. But we got some people who are hurting, who are going through, and they're trying to make it. Some trying to break through into their dreams. Some people just trying to feed their family. So as we usually close the segment, we like for our co-host and our guests to kind of minister and speak to that person to encourage them, because some people are on the verge of suicide. Some people they don't just have fear, but they're afraid to step out there. Some of them don't know what to do. And your words of encouragement, your words of ministry can change their life. So we're gonna start with you, Mr. CEO, my big brother prophet. If you could just speak to that person tonight.
Yeah, amen. Hey family, glad you're here. And it's time to understand that it is your time, it is your season. One thing you need to understand, that God is no respecter of persons. He said he reigns on the just and the unjust. He said his ways are higher than your ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So give it to him. Let go. He's giving you gifts. He's giving you talents. He's giving you abilities. And my brother said something real key. He said he loves doing it. He don't feel like it's work. That's where your wealth is. That's whatever the passion is. Like he said, if you're writing, if you're a shoe shiner, whatever the passion is that you can do for free and you don't mind doing it, it's time to get paid for doing it, because that's your gift and that's where your wealth is. And I speak against that spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. You will live and not die. This is not a time to fade. This is not a time to give up. This is not a time to cave in, because God Almighty says it's time for you to live. Jesus said, I've come that you have what? Life, and that more abundantly. So Jesus, your big brother himself, died so that you may live. So we come against that spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for life, Father, and they will turn around. I speak the turnaround. I speak the comeback. I speak the time to rise up and take authority over everything in your life. God has given you the ability. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you have no excuse to give up and cave in with God on your side. God bless.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Yes, yes. My big brother, Phil Reed, prophet.
Yes.
Love you, man.
Thank God. Love you too, prophet. Sure.
Arthur, if you could just speak to me.
Hey, man, I just want to say one thing. You know, if you feel like you're giving up, that's the time to keep going. I mean, when you feel like you're at your last, and you just feel like you just can't. You just feel like you just got to give up, or you want to give up. That's when you're gonna make it. That's when that whatever it is that you've been trying to get, or you feel like you want your blessing. That your blessings are right around the corner. So don't give up. That's the time to keep going. You know what I'm saying? That means you're at the end of the fight. Yeah. Keep fighting. Yeah. Go down swinging. So that's all I have to say, man. Just keep going.
Hey, brother, you've been a blessing tonight. Y'all, this is the man, Mr. Arthur Moore. Man, we thank God for you being here tonight, man. You graced us with your presence. We believe in you for big things. Give it up for this man. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. We look forward to having you back again and much success.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, man, I'm ready on the TV show, man. So when want that TV show, I want to sit on the couch right there.
Brother, yes, sir. You're gonna come on the couch. You're gonna come on the couch.
Okay, all right.
We're gonna have some yellow fur.
All right.
We're gonna have some yellow couches with a lion fur in a lion rug on the floor. It's gonna be bad.
That's what's up.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right, I'm waiting. CEO, big brother. Glad to have you in the house.
Yes, sir.
Big brother.
Amen. It's great to be back. Praise God.
All right. Hey, so all my listeners, I just want to thank God for you. Strength from the Lion's Den, I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions. And we talked to you tonight about the calm before the storm. Our special guest, Mr. Arthur Moore. Now, you may be in a storm. I heard someone say the other day, you're either going in the storm, in the middle of the storm, or coming out of the storm. But wherever you are in the storm, man, Jesus said, peace be still. You just be still and hold yourself together. Don't you come apart. Like Big Brother said, don't you give up. Don't you cave in. Don't you give in. Don't you give out. But there's a reservoir of strength on the inside of you. You just hold it together because guess what? We've been endured for a night, but joy will come in the morning, my friend. You just stand up and believe and keep on going. Don't doubt yourself. Don't you doubt yourself. Not that you've come too far. And I just want you to believe in yourself, believe in your dream, and you keep going, all right? And listen. We're going to take you out with some hype, hip, strength, some energy pumping music so you can get up and clean up the house and get yourself together. Because I got to go walking, you know. I got to get in beast mode because you know what? Workout does the body good. All right, I love y'all. Y'all take care. I'll see you next week. Strength from the Lion's Den, your host, Apostle John L. Solomon.
I'll praise him in the sanctuary.
Listen, has anybody ever felt like the only reason you still here is by the grace of God? Come on.
Here thinking about times I thought I wasn't gonna make it.
Times I should have been
dead and gone, but God's on different.
But I'm still here.
I'm still here.